and there's a whole week of events going on across the country to commemorate the 80th anniversary of V-Day this Thursday. Pupils from schools all over the country are involved in a project called V-Mail, where they're writing letters to VE Day veterans. King's Oak Academy in Kingswood is taking a big part in this, and Joe Leamer has been along to visit the students in the upper school to find out more.
My name's Lila, I'm in year 10.
Hello, my name is Peter, I'm in year 10.
Hi, my name is Quill, I'm in year 10.
Year 10 for me was quite a long time ago, but let's not go into that. Right, tell me what you've been learning about VE Day, what you know about it, what have you learnt here at the school? Let's start with Lila.
V-Day, it commemorates the end of World War II and the victory of several countries in Europe.
Perfect. Peter, what about you?
V-Day is just like Europe winning the war against countries. Yes. Yes. Words of wisdom.
And Quill?
V-Day, victory in Europe against the Axis powers, Nazi Germany, Italy and Japan.
See? Brilliant. All of you. Fantastic. In your lessons, have you been reading anything? Have you seen anything? Has it been talked about? Have you had anything in particular in your lessons more recently?
No. I'm a history student, and I like history. So I do my own research. I watch a lot of horrible histories, and there's stuff about the wars on that. That's the extent of my knowledge. But it's quite a big extent when it comes to horrible histories. You'd be surprised.
Yeah, I've heard good things. I've never watched it myself, but I know that it's very popular and it does make history, if you like, easy to understand.
Just don't watch past season 5 is my personal opinion.
What happens after season 5?
It got rebooted and they lost most of the original cast and it was never as good.
Okay. Peter, what have you had in your lessons? Anything to have learnt, to have picked up on?
Recently in English, we have studied a poem called Remains. I can't think who the poet is. It's Simon...
Simon Armitage.
Yes. He's the poet laureate in the UK. Mm-hmm. We were studying Remains about how there are psychological effects after war and all the trauma and everything, which was quite interesting to look into.
Quill, did you learn about that as well?
Yeah, as well as that, we've also studied Charge of the Light Brigade, which is another poem centered around war. It's like the effects of how an incorrect order can be taken wrongly by soldiers. It was made by the previous poet laureate before Simon Armitage.
In the past few months or so, we studied a poem called Kamikaze, which is talking about kamikaze pilots and how the Japanese used to essentially send suicide pilots over to destroy enemy ships. And the poem's centered around the man who goes to a ship as a suicide pilot, and he looks into nature and he sees all these beautiful landscape around him, and he decides to turn back around, and it shows Japanese culture back then about how it was all about honor, and how if you didn't do what you were told to do or trained to do, then you would be kind of disowned by your culture, if that makes sense. But it was quite interesting to see how Japanese values and different countries' cultures and values have changed from what they used to be to now.
Incredible stuff there. That is Joe Leamer with Year 10 pupils Peter, Lila and Quill at King's Oak Academy, who have been learning about VE Day. And you can hear more from those pupils on the show this week as the country prepares to mark the 80th anniversary on Thursday. And tomorrow you can hear those pupils' family links to the First and Second World Wars as we play that right here on BBC Radio Bristol.